Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them is too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee. My sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
A cheerful good morning to every listener. It gives me great pleasure to be coming your way again by means of radio. Consider the letters H and I of the gospel alphabet. H stands for hope. Listen. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have, as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hebrews 6:11-19. Don't you see from these verses that hope is really the anchor of the soul? The expression that one has lost heart means he has lost hope. If one's hope gets sick and dies, that person is really sick at heart. Life becomes so empty and without meaning or purpose. Dreams have expired, and that living hope is no longer pulsating. So really, there isn't much left in life for one when their hope is gone. Hope is a tonic that works wonders for the sick at heart. There's always that hope that tomorrow will be better, and many times it is. But hope keeps one pressing on. God intended it to be this way. There's no tree so fruitful as the ever-bearing tree of hope. Notice also that hope is the anchor of the soul. Which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. When the storm rages for the sailor at sea, when the sails are torn from the masthead, when the engines have quit and the compass has failed, as well as the steering mechanism of the ship, the sailor may still hope that his anchor will hold in the raging storm. Likewise, God's word and promises provide the anchor for the soul of the storm-tossed and weather-beaten child of the Lord when everything is swept from us. And just as long as that anchor holds, we can be sure and steadfast and not be swept from our moorings and convictions. Job had a hope that held him in the storm. Furthermore, the things we do or attempt to do, we should do in hope. Listen, for it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. 1 Corinthians 9:9-10. It is the hope of the harvest that the farmer sows the seed and works the soil with his plow. The hope of victory urges a soldier to keep fighting. The hope of awe causes a prospector to drill his bit in the heart of the earth. Hope of winning the race pushes the athlete, and it is the hope of an incorruptible crown that inspires a saint of God to press on in the face of the fiery darts of the enemy. So run that ye may obtain, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 1 Corinthians 9:24-25. Hope is a triumphant power. Paul wrote, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. That was hope, the thing which kept him going. To a person who has hope, trials and problems are opportunities to show the power of God in delivering. Thunderclouds are a canvas, we might say, on which we paint the pictures of the unrealized ambitions of life. Yet hope keeps us going on to the final goal. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness. Proverbs 10:28. So hope and gladness go together just like cake and ice cream. The sun may set, but there is hope of a new day with the rising of the sun tomorrow. Again, we might say hope is like a pillow of assurance for our weary heads. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Hebrews 6:11. How soft is that pillow for a weary night's rest. As the evening shadows gather and the sun sinks beneath the western sky, it is a comfort and hope to commit our souls and body into the hands of God for a night of rest while we hope for tomorrow. So hope comes from God. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee, Psalm 39:7. That hope will give us a new outlook for tomorrow. But what of those who have no hope in God? I should think they would indeed be, of all men, most miserable. And again, hope comes from the Scriptures, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. Read and believe that you may have hope. It also gives one hope to realize that their problems are common to others. Many have passed through successfully the places of despondency. Hope brought a brighter tomorrow. Sometimes a saw of a carpenter strikes a nail. What does he do? Quit building homes? No, he files a saw and keeps on building. Sometimes our plans of life strike a snag, but we smooth the broken places and keep on building. Hope will give us experience. Listen, tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans 5:3-4. We learn by experiences. Experience is taught that many of the troubles we fear never come, and those we do, God will give us grace to handle. So, hope in Christ is not only for this life, but reaches far into the future where we shall ever be victorious while the ages of eternity roll on and on. Now, I is for influence. Each of us have an influence, either for good or bad. It is like a breath of air. By using our breath, we may kindle a spark into a flame, if properly handled, or by the same breath, we may blow out that spark. So, young folks, may I give you a word of caution? Be careful how you choose your companions in life. They will affect your life and choices. There's no doubt about it. The Apostle Peter wrote of the old crowd this way, "Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you." 1 Peter 4:4. Here were some folks who had found a transforming power, and they no longer ran with the old crowd. Their influence was for good and not evil. There are some people who inspire us to soar in God's love and grace, and others would encase our feet in leaden shoes. All of us need a challenge to urge us on to do our best. Listen to the words of the wise man. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Proverbs 22, 24, 25. Notice how he said, lest thou learn his ways. Dear ones, let us not be filled with depression and fears, but be strong and have a good courage. By doing so, we will have a good influence which will never die. You are writing a gospel, a chapter each day, by deeds that you do, by words that you say. Men read what you write, whether faulty or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? Let us pray. Our Father, it is with thankful hearts that we praise Thee for the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Give us today and always that hope to see us through all the trying scenes of life, and may our influence be so strong for the things which are right, others will be attracted and drawn to Christ, and thine shall be the praise through his name. Amen. And now, friends, we send forth this short message with the hope it may inspire and encourage others to seek and obtain hope and comfort through the Scriptures. Thank you for listening. Do pray for us as we also pray for you. We need each other.
When the sun of life grows dim, I will still belong to him. He will still be all to me. Far beyond the realm of time, I'll be his and he'll be mine. Ever with the Lord will I be. Now he is everything to me, and he will always be. All I ever need, his love will satisfy till the day I die and through eternity. Until at last with him I stand in the heavenly land, he will walk with me.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you through the days ahead, and a very cheerful goodbye.